Today is the two-week deadline set by U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra to reunite the 102 migrant children under the age of five that were separated from their families. The administration requested an extension for those still waiting, but as of today, the judge has refused to grant it. Dara Lind, a senior reporter at Vox, has been following efforts to reunify families, and she joins me now. Dara, thanks for being with us.
Always. Good to be on.
So there are 102 children under the age of five. They're supposed to have been reunited. How much progress has been made on that front so far?
It's pretty clear that not everyone is going to be reunited by the deadline. The government said it was prepared to reunite about 54 kids with their parents in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention today, Tuesday. But they said that there were some who they were still vetting the parents. There were some cases where the parents just weren't going to be able to take the children. And then there are the cases of parents who have been already deported or released, and the government hasn't been able to track them down.
So we have a deadline. This seems a little bit chaotic based on, you know, the reporting that you've done and what we're hearing. Are there any consequences to not meeting this deadline?
So the thing to remember about this is generally in federal court cases, judges really don't want to hold the federal government in contempt. We're probably not going to see the government formally miss a deadline because it's probably going to get adjusted kind of at the 11th hour. But even if they did, it would be a matter of, you know, gathering more evidence and adjusting the court order accordingly rather than slapping the government on the wrist, because slapping the government on the wrist doesn't reunite families, which is theoretically what the court order is supposed to do.
And, you know, from what we're seeing, I mean, is the government even capable of making these reunifications happen? I feel like we're seeing kids all over the country. Are they able to track down the parents? I mean, the actual logistics of reunification seem to be a big question mark.
They have gotten their act together pretty quickly, all things considered, on these 100 or so kids under five. That said, that's 100 kids. So, you know, they already can't locate some of the parents, or in one case, even identify whether the kid came with a parent. And they now, after this, have 17 days to locate another as many as 2,900 kids. So it's really not clear that as much capacity as the government has kind of reached down and pulled out over the last few days, that they're going to be able to kind of get any sort of system set up.
And not to be left out, we have another judge in this scenario who on Monday denied the Trump administration's request to modify something known as the Flores Agreement. Can you tell us a little bit about what that agreement is and what was behind the judge's decision to deny the request?
This is what the Trump administration has been trying to do as its alternative to separating families. It says that it really needs to be able to keep adults in immigration detention or else they're going to, you know, sneak into the country. So either they can separate them from their children or they can keep adults and children together indefinitely, basically, as long as their immigration case takes to go through. That is limited by this 1997 agreement that says that children, whether or not they are being kept with their parents, can't be kept in immigration detention for more than about 20 days. The Trump administration went to the judge and said, you now have to change this to allow indefinite detention because otherwise we're going to have to start splitting up families again. And the judge on Monday night essentially said, no, I don't. I don't have to do anything at all. You have to comply with both the court order to reunify families and my order that you can't do that by keeping parents and children together indefinitely.
Dara Lind is a senior reporter at Vox covering immigration. Dara, thanks so much for joining us as always.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.